Well, hello and welcome to the Friday morning, Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. You can probably hear in my voice, I'm just sounding a little bit croaky, a little bit sore. It's been a really, really long, hard week, actually. We've got a massive project that we're making headway on at work. And yeah, it's taking it out of me, to say the least. Now, what do I want to talk about today? Obviously, yesterday was a day that we sowed our mustard, the green giant. And it's a really fast, reliable crop, perfect for cut and come again harvesting. And it's ideal for growing really on windowsills, greenhouses, or very sheltered outdoor spots at this time of year. I'm actually growing mine in a large tray inside my potting shed. Well lit, but still cool, but warm enough that they should germinate. I've sown them quite thinly, and I expect them to come up rather quickly. And then when they're still young, and we can just harvest those baby leaves. Now, for me, mustard is a great crop. It's one that you can get several crops from. We can eat them when they're young baby leaves, cut and come again, great in salads and things like that. We can let them grow a bit bigger, and again, same sort of thing, cut and come again, continue to grow them, use them in salads and things like that. We can also let them go to seed, and that for me is a great way. We then save the mustard seed from it, which we can turn into things like mustard powder and then mustard sauce. It really is a great crop to grow, especially at this time of year. It gives you several crops from one plant. Well worth it. Very easy to grow. They need very little care and attention. Just sow them, keep them moist, let them grow and harvest as required. And they're quite quick as well. You could be harvesting these in as little as 6 weeks. So maybe even quicker than that if you really want them when they are young. Really good one to grow. Now, this is Friday morning, so we are heading into the weekend. And looking at the forecast, I think it could be a bit of a wet one. So it is a great opportunity to focus on undercover crops, such as growing crops like mustards and salads and herbs. Pot on any seedlings that might be starting to feel a bit cramped, if you have any. Check over stored root veg and remove anything going soft. Have a tidy up in a greenhouse or shed, clean pots and trays, ready for the busy weeks ahead. Nothing too heavy, just steady progress. Now for me this weekend, it's going to be a mix of sowing and potting on or indoors, although the weather today looks to be the best out of the 3 days. So I might be doing something outside. But with regards to potting on, as you know, I grow a lot of my seeds and my seedlings inside plug plant starters, and they're great. And things like my chilies, they've grown so well, they've put on some good root growth, that I've had to try and make or pot them on to give myself a bit more space in my heated propagators and give them a bit more room to grow. But jumping from your standard sort of root trainer to the full-size pots can be a bit of a jump and takes up a lot of space. I've managed to find on Amazon some 5.4 centimeter pots, and these are actually perfect for just taking those plug plants on, giving them a little bit more space to allow the roots to grow a little bit more, but at the same time they're just giving them more room to grow, and they're still small enough that they don't take up a huge amount of space. So I'm using those a lot more. I've had to move on to heater mats to keep them warm, but they are working quite well. I'm going to be using those a lot more this weekend. So that's going to be a lot going on indoors. Out in the garden, I have, as I said last weekend, I've been trying to cut down this elm tree, which my pet chainsaw on a stick blew up, basically, for want of a better word. I have had a new tool arrive this week, and it is a manual saw and pruner on a stick from Kent and Stowe. I believe it's going to be very, very sharp. It's hopefully, we're going to have to do it in little pieces, hopefully going to enable us to take more of this tree down so we can get it better under care. Now, hopefully the plan is also tomorrow I'm going to head down to the allotment, harvest some carrots and parsnips, and then try continue clearing away the brambles from under my gooseberries, and then tidy up around my greenhouses as well. It's an area that gets forgotten. I've laid down some weed suppressor membrane around that area in the past, and I've put on top of that some concrete, circular concrete drain pipe, basically. And I'm going to fill those up with compost and grow certain crops in those. So I'm going to set that area all up and get it looking all the better. So it looks to be quite a busy, busy weekend. Unfortunately, at the moment, the allotment, it is a struggle to get anything done on the allotment. I'm a big believer in working throughout the year, working all year round on the allotment, but there's not a huge amount I can actually do because it is wet and clay. The soil just doesn't lend itself for sowing much. We've got seeds that we can sow at home, and because I grow so much at home, I don't worry too much about it. But, you know, we've got to make the most out of it. I still got to go visit the allotment at least once a week. And, tomorrow, got to go down there and do that. I don't know what your plans are for the weekend, but please do let me know what you're doing, what's going on in your own allotment, your own kitchen garden. Just an email would be lovely to hear from you. I've got 101 emails to get through as well. It's going to take up some time, but that's the joys, isn't it? That's the joys of modern life. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up for today and crack on with everything. So thank you so much for joining me. I said, please do email me if you've got any questions or anything. richard@veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. So until next time, please take care.